Welcome to AP That's It, where we share our first experience as first generation Americans through a different perspective on our culture while creating a safe space. I'm Elisa Fania.
I'm Soraya. Hey, y'all. Soraya. Welcome back. Soraya. Elisa.
You know, I don't know. That's a joke that I told my therapist today. I was just like, I don't know. And she's like, girl, just take a breath. So I'm just breathing. That's where I'm at today. I'm breathing. I'm trying. My nose is stuffy. It's dry in my house.
Dry in your house. That's different.
I don't know. The heat, like, Miami getting hot so quickly. And yeah. the winter just going away so fast, like, in just a snap. It really messed with my, like, sinuses.
I get that. And you guys had the heater on, right?
No, we didn't have the heater on.
Never? Oh, wow.
We did. Yeah, there was a point in time where it was on and my window was open because I don't like the heater at all.
It's too hot. Y'all put it too hot. I think I was there one time and I was like, holy nonsense. And I was wearing, like, shorts and, like, a t-shirt and I was sweating.
Yeah, no. I'm not. No. But it's just, I think the humidity and just, like, trying to figure out how to, like, dress now since it's hot. Because I've been just dressing warm with my, like, turtlenecks. Yes, I love it. But, yeah, I'm okay, I think. Yeah, I'm okay. It's been a very busy week at work this week. And just trying to find that balance. Because it's just making sure that I'm there for all the meetings and appointments and just being there. Is just so I need to really, really sit down with myself and really, like, schedule my life for everything, because I think I'm a bit overwhelmed this week, which is making me just be like, I'm breathing, I'm here.
Yeah.
How about you, Soraya? Sak pase.
Same. There's a lot going on. And I'm moving. So I've got to organize everything, and, like, literally yesterday I lost my car keys, I lost my phone at the grocery store, and I was and I was like, I need to get it together. So luckily I found them both, and, you know,
where were they?
The keys were, like, they slipped out of my purse, since it's the keyless entry, you never really have to take it out of your purse. But it slipped out of my purse somewhere in the house. So I knew it was in the house because I remember the car is locked. So, like, I had to have lost it between the car and my house. But I have this weird rationale that, I don't know if it's rationale or logic, where I lost my car keys before and I'm like, I gotta sell the car, I gotta move the car because someone's gonna drive the car away. So that happened for a minute. And then right after I found the key, I ended up going to the grocery store, and I was already not feeling it. I really didn't want to go, but I was trying to set up myself for success for tomorrow. And
girl, I understand. Yeah,
and I don't know what happened. I didn't grab a card or anything. I thought I was gonna grab a couple things. I had my Bluetooth headphones in, and as soon as I walked out to my car, it disconnected, and I was like, what? What's going on? So I realized my phone wasn't on me, and, you know, thank God for technology, although I don't know how to use it very well because it keeps track of my stuff. And my boyfriend was just like, you need to wear your watch because you lose your phone all the time. And I was like, yeah, but my Bluetooth headphones told me. He's like, wear your watch. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. I don't have it on today, but I will get into the habit of doing that. But yeah, it's been a hard couple of days, and sometimes you just have to stop and reset and breathe, like you said.
My therapist told me, hey girl, it's Mercury retrograde.
And I was like, you're right. I remember when it started, and I was like, oh no, everything's gonna go down. But I was like, don't think that way, because then you're gonna make it happen, right?
I didn't even, like, usually when it is, I'm like, especially in my sign as a Virgo, I have a heavy, like, Mercury
presence.
Like, Mercury is in my, yeah, presence, and it doesn't really bother me, but the past few retrogrades have been really, like, fucking me up. But that's just because, like, as a Virgo, like, I'm usually like structured and scheduled. So if I'm not on a structure or schedule, like I'm a part of everybody else where everything is going like haywire.
I agree. Yeah. Schedules help a lot. Also straying from schedules might be a thing too when you just can't do it and just step back.
I was, there was an advice given on a platform and they said the Pomodoro method, which is basically like just, which I'm going to incorporate definitely tomorrow, is like a working method. So you work for 15 to 20 minutes and then you take a 5 minute break. I've done that. and you do it. I'm just gonna do it for 2 hours in general, and I'm like, yo, in those 2 hours I'm gonna get so much done, because I always say like 4 hours, and 4 hours just, it's just way too long. So I'm gonna start 2 hours, and I think that within those 2 hours I can get like
a lot of stuff done,
a lot of things done. Yeah,
I did that for an 8 hour work day, so by the third hour I was over. I was like, wow, that's only 3 hours.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not, like, when we did like that 4 hour thing with that group that we were in, it was great, but I think I was only very productive for an hour and a half, 2 hours of that time. Other than that, I was like, ooh, these women are so beautiful. Ooh, I'm watching TV and they're working. Ooh, I ain't shit. Like,
yeah, it helps to see other people doing work. It also makes you like put pressure on yourself. So I say tap into those groups and those like Pomodoro methods when you really need to, and then, you know, honor yourself with grace.
And ease, yeah. Grace is the biggest thing.
That's what my name, y'all. I'm just trying to get the calligraphy right. I think I'm just gonna have my mom write it. Anywho, that's what's going on with me.
That's cute. Yeah. That's really cute.
Thanks.
So, kisa munyo abdi.
Kondi munyo. Man, let me tell you, so much is happening, has happened, will happen.
I've been a little off. I heard one thing. If you don't mention it, then yeah, I'm going to be like, yo.
Yeah. First thing will be the Super Bowl happened.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was working.
Yeah, the only positive for me was I got to go to the beach and there was barely anyone there. And I was like, I wish there was a Super Bowl every weekend so everyone would just stay home and I can...
No, everybody was at the grocery store. That's where they were at, Walmart or Publix.
Getting food
or for Whole Foods.
The stuff.
Yes.
Well, thank God I didn't go to Publix.
It was
then.
Packed out. Like, packed out. Like, Walmart was disgusting.
Walmart stays gross, though.
No, not during the pandemic, but maybe because I was up north. It was really bad.
All I know is the one by... The only one by where you stay at always used to be packed pre-pandemic, so I just kind of took that out of my options. And kept
it was,
moving.
Oh, I didn't want to be there. That was a work job to pick up.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Well, that happened, and the highlight to that was, if you weren't in the crowds, there were some really cool performers. I feel like they really wanted to show out for Black people, so they just hired a bunch of Black people to perform.
Well, you remember, it's Jay-Z's company. Like, I think people forget that. Jay-Z owns, he does, he owns the that portion.
Oh, the entertainment? And,
yeah, he owns that. He's the one that's pushing that out there.
Well, hey, I liked her. I liked Jasmine. The Weeknd, I did not see his performance. I just saw all the memes, and he looks crazy. And I want him to be okay. I hope he is.
I think I was just really concerned if he was, his face was still plastic surgery wise, because I was just like, ooh.
Oh, because he had all the bandages that time?
Well, no, he did a video where he had like a prosthetic, like his face was bandaged, and then he did the video and it was these prosthetics of just like these really like big cheeks, like implant cheeks, and he just looked like a white woman who has a lot of plastic surgery. And like, it's always like a certain demographic of white women that do it. That's,
tell me about
that. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be
tell
rude.
Me the stats.
But like Russian women, like Russian European women that do their faces, like, you know, our former first lady, how her face was. Mm-hmm. And in that way, like, she had, like, big lips. To be like, who? So his face was like that, like these huge, like implanted cheeks, yeah, like big lips, all of these things. And so, but people didn't know if it was real or not. Just because of all the bandages, that, like, this performance pieces that he's been doing of the bandages. So when I think I was, like, going by a store and I was, like, coming home and I saw, like, you know, the faces of him going really close. And I was just like, oh, no, he kept it. He really got it done. So I kept, like, going on Twitter to see, but I couldn't find anything at that time because it was, like, live.
Yeah.
And then it was until I got home and Xavier's like, I'm so glad you're home. And I was like, why? He's like, I stopped watching the Super Bowl because the weekend's performers scared me.
Oh. Well, sir, there's a lot out there that you will get scared of if that scares you. That's interesting. Well, I guess that tells me how that performance was. I think the best performance, though, hands down, was that translator. Did you see clips of that
black translator? Anything.
Oh, my God. He was so expressive. Like, he was translating Jasmine Sullivan's, like, song. Mm-hmm. So he was trying to get all that soul in there and his hands, uh-huh, and his body. He was doing the most, and we love it. It was really nice. If you get a chance to see it, I think it'll give you a little laugh.
I heard there was a white man with Jasmine Sullivan.
There was Sullivan. Yes, a country singer by the name of, I think, Eric.
What was his purpose?
So, you know, they couldn't just have, I mean, besides Whitney was accepted by everyone, right?
The white community, yeah.
Right. So I believe they hired him so that Jasmine could sing the national anthem, but I don't believe he was an added benefit in that she completely outstaged him with her vocal. Like, I feel like she had to, like, tone her, like, you know, like, control herself to let him get some verses in or whatever, but we all knew who the star was.
Okay.
And they were saying that was very disrespectful of them to book that white man with her, but whatever. Or what else are the people talking about? Oh snap, hold on. Okay, so there's Gorilla Glue Girl. Everyone's going crazy.
I don't know
over
what the end of the results was, besides she went to the hospital and they gave her acetone.
Yeah, I heard that there's someone who's doing surgery for free for her. Like, they're flying her out to LA. This is something I heard from another podcast. I haven't checked the source or anything, but I heard there was a GoFundMe for it because the way it's set up. I don't know if she's going to have her scalp. I really don't think she's going to have her scalp by the end of this traumatic event. And I think for me, I don't like using too many hair products. I'm always just nervous that I won't be able to get it out of my hair. I've used like a quarter size of gel and I'm freaking out because it's hard. But that girl put Gorilla Glue adhesive spray on her hair / scalp, and then
she
brushed
it down.
That was it. And then one of the podcasts I listened to made a very good point in that she kept washing it. So I think when water and the glue keep interacting, that bond
it
gets
makes her harder.
Yeah. So I was just like, "Ooh, girl, here's a video of her at the." I think this is probably the one you saw.
Yeah, that because I don't know what the end result was, and I know that she was on podcasts. She was on so many people because it just went viral. Because at first you think it's fake,
like you watch her. It. As soon as she washed the hair, I believed her 100%.
Well, no, I didn't even see the wash. I heard her speak, mm-hmm, and when she was talking about it, and she was just like, "Look. Look, it doesn't move." And I just remember looking at her and I'm like, no, this is fake. And then her face of just like, guys, I really just fucked up.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that poor woman. I hope she's okay. And I hope she makes like a lot of money. Like, she has a really good PR team to make a lot of money for this.
I mean, she did that
because she can make a really, like, if she has a really good PR team, she could be like a Gorilla Glue spokesperson.
Who don't want that? The girl you may not know wished her well, said, "I'm happy you went to the hospital. We wish you well."
No, that's but what if they her said people, to her, like, but if her people, like, if she has really good people,
I guess if she has really good people, PR is good PR. Is that saying right? No matter what, if
it's like just not doing it correctly, like how Tiffany Haddish got the Groupon deal by talking about how she got a Groupon with Will and Jada. Like, she got a Groupon sponsorship. Like, she's a part of Groupon now. Mm-hmm. And she's a spokesperson of Groupon because her people made a really good deal with Groupon. And because she kept talking about how, like, you know, they went on an airboat ride in New Orleans, and it was through her Groupon that her and Jada and Will did a Groupon.
Nice. Yeah, she.
And how Will was like, "Ooh, I want this." And she's like, "What, an airboat?" He's like, "No, I want the swamp."
Sure, I can't help you with that.
She's like, "There's no Groupon for a swamp, sir."
That's funny. What else is going on? Second impeachment trial.
Oh, God. Wow, I'm really not here in the world today. That's not what I heard. It's okay. I heard it a few days ago, but I don't... it started today, or started yesterday.
Started yesterday. They voted to proceed with the trial. I'm finding out new things as it goes, because I thought, obviously, if they're there, they voted to proceed, but I guess not. They have to vote on it. For me, a lot of this just seems like theatrics and a lot of just movement and talk. And I'm just like, make a decision, you know? But a trial is a trial is a trial. That's all I got to say about that.
For me, when I saw the people talking, they lied on Lauren London. She woke up this morning to people.
Lauren
London? She woke up this morning to a whole, like, her trending. Because people said that she was pregnant. Yes.
Okay. I thought you were talking about, girl, I thought you were talking about the impeachment trials and Lauren London. And I was like, how are those related? Okay. So there was rumors of her being pregnant and she woke up to that. What was her reaction?
I'm getting her,
I don't even know who this man is.
I'm getting her direct quote. So I don't misquote her.
Okay, his name was Eric Church, by the way, the one who performed with Jasmine. I thought, I know country music, you know, a little bit, but I don't know him.
Okay, Miss Lauren London said, "Woke up to some straight bullshit, rumors, lies, on a woman trying her best to heal. Please stop. I am not pregnant. Don't disturb the peace of others. Don't deserve the peace of the people that need it the most, Ashe."
There you go. I think she addressed it and told y'all to get off or keep her name out of your mouth.
What I read were like happy. People were like happy for her. Like, we don't know their intimate conversations, but for her to either maybe probably get a, I don't know why people thought she was pregnant. And then people are like, TMZ did not confirm it. I don't believe it's true.
Yes. TMZ.
That's what I said. That's not what I said. Yeah. That is what the streets on this Twitter streets.
Kwanzaa Munya.
On the Twitter streets.
Nice. Well, I think that's a good amount of trash. There might be always more, trash. But...
like little Uzi Vert getting a big ass pink diamond in his forehead.
Oh my God, how could I forget? I saw that, scrolled past it.
Yes,
and it
I did too.
Gross, but I didn't know it was surgically implanted until I heard someone talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then I went back and saw the, and I was like, who?
And he paid, he's been paying it off since 2017. It's 2017.
12 seems better. Who has that kind of money? Except for
Lil Uzi Vert. Somebody made a point like that we used to put those little like sticker gems on our forehead.
Yeah, you could put a sticker.
So I think because it's so massive and because it's a pink diamond, it looks like flesh. And so because it looks like it's a pink diamond and it's so big, it looks like flesh. And because of, you know, being a dark-skinned person, it just looks like the flesh is coming out. So if it was just like maybe a little bit smaller, if it was smaller, I was like, okay, cool. Like, you implanted. Didn't Gucci put diamonds in his skin at one point in time? Gucci did. I think Gucci put like things in his face.
I don't recall. I mean, there's piercings, right? Where you can get like a diamond stud, right? Something like that. But the diamond directly in, it doesn't seem right. That's like a Gorilla Glue thing. Don't put that in your skin. Girl. Yeah. The world is going crazy, and we're just here. Well, this week, we're keeping it light. I'm going to segue into the conversation. We're going to do something fun. BuzzFeed quiz. Quizzes.
Quiz.
As our parents would love us to ace all of these things. We gotta ace them, Lisa, or else.
Mm-mm, I don't like any of this.
What is the point? Quizzes. I'll go ahead and start. We're gonna do.
Go ahead and start with your accent that you're doing right now.
I don't know. It just came out.
Maybe that Jasmine Sullivan.
Eric Church,
just, you know, got you. Want to be country.
Wondering like, about the country.
Life. Right there. You just got the
this
country.
Is this bad. We're going to have to.
But that's the only accent that I can do well. Other than that.
Not even well. I'm not good at it. I don't know.
I remember there was one time I had a patient who was from Georgia. She started speaking. She had like that Georgian, like Southern accent, and I don't know where my accent came up. And I was like, "Yes, honey, you are just so sweet. Yeah, you want me to come back to you with Atlanta? No, thank you. I like it here in Miami. I don't know where this has come from, but you know, I got this little accent.
We don't even speak like that in Miami
at all. I don't even know where. And my I remember my manager looking at me. She's like, what was that? And I was like, I don't even know. I don't know where it came from.
Before, and before this, I was a Southern belle.
But that's the only, I can't do a London accent. I'm not even good at like a Haitian accent. And I grew up with a Haitian accent, and I can't even do it properly. But
I never tried.
A Southern country accent? I got that. I don't know. And it's the way that I remember, who was it, Eddie Murphy? It's the way that your throat moves, the way you position your tongue in your throat gives you the accents.
I'm gonna end up choking, so I'm not gonna do it. I was just like, oh no.
Ooh, okay, all right, you can go with your quiz.
Okay, so this quiz is ready to find out if you're just a lame old millennial according to Gen Z. Okay, so check off everything that sounds like you. Lisa, do you wear skinny jeans?
Not anymore.
Okay, currently, do you wear skinny
jeans? No.
Do you wear jeans?
I wear mom jeans, yeah. I wear mom jeans.
Okay, you wear your hair in a side part?
I ain't got no hair.
This is true.
But I do got a part, so I don't know if that makes sense.
Where is the part?
It's on the side of my head.
Okay, hold on. Let me reread the question.
I was like, is this pertaining to black people?
You wear your hair in a side part. You do, though. Listen, let's keep going. Do you use the laughing crying emoji?
I do.
Okay. You profoundly showed off your Hogwarts house.
I don't know. No.
Specifically, you proudly showed off the fact that you're a Hufflepuff. No. Or you even proudly showed off the fact that you're Slytherin. No. Nope. You said that you're a girl boss or used hashtag girl boss in the caption.
No.
Who wrote this quiz? It is not well written. You're obsessed with coffee.
No.
Yes.
I haven't drunk off coffee in 2 weeks.
But you say it's amazing.
It's so good. I love the smell of coffee. Okay. The smell of coffee it's really great. I love the smell of coffee.
Do you love wine?
Yes.
Do you like bacon?
Yeah. That's probably why I can't eat it no more.
Yeah. R.I.P. You like rose gold?
Yes.
Yes. Are you obsessed with pizza?
Oh. I wouldn't mind. I'll say yes. I wouldn't mind doing like a pizza like journey. Like going, wow. I think there was an influencer, her and her husband went to Japan, and for a day, they just went to all of these different pizza spots in Japan, and I was like, that's like a pizza fun. Hopping. Yeah, her husband's like, I'm tired of eating pizza, and she's like, this is so much fun, I'm having such a great time.
I would do that in Italy all day, every day. Mm-hmm. I think when I went to Italy, they tried to take us to McDonald's, and I was like, what? I'm gonna go eat over here.
No.
Yeah.
You just fresh. only place, like, you go to New Orleans to go to Popeyes. That's it. But, because that Popeyes in New Orleans is a different.
It's the original.
Yeah, it's a different type of Popeyes.
Oh, God. You hate pineapples on pizza? No. You've used the word doggo?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. Doggo?
I don't know what that means.
Dogo? No, I don't know.
Dogecoin. Yes, I bought some Dogecoin. Yes. I'm cryptocurrency.
No, no, no.
No. That's what it sounds like to me.
You've used the word adulting?
Yes.
You take selfies from a high angle? Yes.
Yeah, sometimes. Now I take it like front face. No, I don't. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You look at the screen instead of the camera when you take a selfie?
No, I look in because I know if you look at the actual camera, you're getting the perfect picture. So no.
So you're looking at the camera.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the camera, the actual camera, not the screen.
Camera's too small. I look at the screen. you said so. I did a thing in reference to an announcement to an accomplishment.
What?
In reference to an accomplishment, you say so. I did a thing.
No.
So I did a thing.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we don't speak like that. You said some personal news in reference to an announcement accomplishment. That's stupid. No. You're probably going to feel personally attacked by the results of this BuzzFeed quiz. No, you won't. I don't believe you will. Would you like to answer that
question? No, because I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Most right? of them.
It's like for a 12-year-old. Oh, it says you're a Gen Z. Congrats on being young and hit. You checked more than 50%. I'm sorry. Yeah, 50% of the quiz takers. Can you beat your friends?
Okay.
Yeah, let me see what mine looks like. Let me go back and answer these questions. I wear skinny jeans. They're skinny and high. Mom jeans, so.
Like, are they tapered on the bottom? Like, tapered?
Yeah, they fit my legs. They're all over my legs. You wear your hair in the side part. Yes. I use the crying laughing emoji. Of course. I don't really fuck with Harry Potter like that. I don't use Girl Boss. I'm not obsessed with coffee. I don't love wine. I don't love bacon. I do like rose gold. I'm not obsessed with pizza, but I do appreciate it, so I'm going to say yes. I hate pineapples on the pizza.
I don't know why. She's just she's a loser, guys.
I am a purist, and the pizza is the dough, and then the sauce, and cheese.
No, Priya, please, you like vegetables on your pizza.
I'll put the vegetables.
And they just make a little pineapple. Listen, you need like a salty, savory combination when you eat. This is why you eat banan.
Actually loves pineapples.
What is it?
Banan press, no, but I'm not gonna.
Not banan press. Sweet banan on with your rice, right? And your
yes, but I don't put it on top of my rice, Lisa. I don't put it on top. I don't want any of that on my. Why don't you?
Or like sweet banan.
Asian inspired pizza and put sweet banan.
Oh, that sounds like really good.
There you go. You see, are you holy? Let us know how that goes, and then you can coin it.
Or like, what is that legume with sweet banan? If you had like sweet banan chunks in your legume, you would be excited.
No, I want it separately because I can't taste the sweet. I'm that kind of person.
I like everything together. Yeah. Okay. This is why you don't like your food to touch.
That's not true. I'll mix my food sometimes. Whatever, not the point. Anywho, I take my selfies from a high angle, yes. I look at the screen instead of the camera, yes. I don't think I say, so I did a thing for some personal news, and I'm not going to feel personally attacked. Hopefully not. I'm a Gen Z as well.
This quiz is stupid.
It is.
All right, let's do...
do you feel personally attacked, Lisa?
Alright, so I'm going to do it at the same time as you. What do you like to drink in the morning? A smoothie, a coffee, a tea, or orange juice?
Tea.
Same.
Tea. Shout out to our Haitian roots. Always got tea on deck, boiling them tea leaves from the backyard.
Oh, you just scroll up. Okay. Choose your breakfast. Chicken and waffle, quiche, breakfast taco, omelet. I feel like a quiche is for you.
Yeah. What is yours?
I think I would like I like breakfast tacos, but I like an omelet. I'll do an omelet.
Was that four choices?
Yes, four choices. Chicken waffles, quiche, breakfast tacos, omelet.
Yeah, I like a quiche if whenever, you know, I feel like it's a good quiche, but I do tend to go for an omelet, so omelet's a good choice for you.
All right, choose your lunch. Tacos, barbecue sandwich, cheese fries, burger.
How is cheese fries lunch?
Yo, cheese fries used to be a dinner option when I was younger, and I kind of am going to pick that right now.
Imagine eating that and surviving. So I'm gonna go with tacos.
I like my healthy option would be a taco, but I'm gonna choose some cheese fries because like I know I can't eat that no more, and there was a time and space in my life where that was I used to like work out, like hardcore workout, and then go to Denny's and get like cheese fries. Counterbalance. Choose a snack.
Did Denny's have, I wouldn't picture Denny's would be the cheese fries, like, connoisseur.
They were good because it's just, like, they had this, like, melted, like, the melted cheese, and they put cheese on top of it. It was just not fucking healthy, Soraya. Like,
I hear you.
Like, at all. Like, at all. Like, I know why I'm the way I am now because of my choices when I was younger.
Okay. We all know how to.
All right. So, choose a snack. Biscuit and gravy, acai bowl, Greek salad, or cookies? I'm going to choose an acai bowl. Like, oh, a good one. That smoothie place by my house makes me so angry because
it's trash.
They have new management because the first time it was, the first person that was there was really good. And then the new management that came in was really good. Now everything is like watered down. Mm-hmm. And I haven't, like, everything is far away from me to get a good acai bowl.
Gotta make it yourself.
All right, choose your dinner. Fried chicken, spaghetti, green bean casserole, a salmon salad.
What is a green bean casserole? That sounds gross.
It's green beans, and it looks like it has, like, some form of pasta on top.
No, that sounds like, my mom would say no. what was the other option?
Fried chicken, spaghetti, and a salmon salad.
Spaghetti. Haitian style, made by my grandma, the way I like. Yo, there wouldn't be anything in the house, and it would just be some tomato paste, mm-hmm. butter, maybe some mayo, a slice of American cheese. Guys, put that in the pot. Onions, chopped onions, all of that. Oh, are you serious? Just received a call from your cousin, Julie.
I feel like we should leave that in there.
to make it to the podcast. No, put all of that in a pan and then toss it with your spaghetti. That was me.
Well, delicioso. Delicioso. I chose a salmon salad.
Nice.
Alright, so what are you going to choose for dessert now? Cherry pie, banana pudding, Boston cream pie, that's disgusting, and ice cream.
I'm going to say ice cream and add brownies because there was no chocolate.
That's a Boston cream pie, has some form of chocolate on it.
What is it?
Oh, we're both the same. Great job! You must be from one of the states: Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico. We are from the West.
That's 50 states. They just
listed. Well, no, they just said like all the West states. Like we're from the West states.
Wow, I wonder what people from Miami.
Not at all. Ugh, God. All right, and then this is the next one. Do you have the same taste in sexy music as everyone else since it's Valentine's Day weekend?
V-Day, y'all, just so y'all know, I feel like V-Day is a self-care day because that's what I'm going to use it as.
It's Sunday, right?
It's on Sunday.
I might take myself to a museum.
I'm just going to take out and eat it.
I thought my coworker is dancing and I thought it was tonight, but it's on Saturday night. And I was like, oh, okay, that changes my whole like weekend plans. All right. So the question is, which is fascinating, would you have sex to Sex With Me by Rihanna? Sex with me is amazing. Some occasion. I don't think I would.
Sex with me. It's great because, like, it brings power to you. It's just a very powerful song.
So 61% of people said no, and 39% of people said yes.
Good. I don't like being like everyone else.
Well, I guess I'm like everyone else. Is this a commercial? Would you make pure, unadulterated love to Often by The Weeknd? What song is that?
Like, these questions are, like, phrased very personally. Can we just be, like, would you be, like, intimate? Because I don't know if I know.
Would you be intimate to a song by The Weeknd called Often?
No. We just talked about his before.
57% of people said yes, and 43% of people said
That's
no.
That's why I don't belong here.
Okay, would you do, here you go, they changed the vernacular for you, and you're gonna like die laughing, would you do The Devil's Tango to Birthday Sex by Jeremiah?
The Devil's Tango? Oh my God. Who wrote this? We need to write a Haitian version. We're gonna do a Haitian BuzzFeed quiz. Because this is not...
Maybe in the past. I don't think now. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say yes.
Wait, to birthday sex, they said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's annoying. It's played out.
Well, I haven't heard it in a while.
Like, I can karaoke to it. For, like...
you know. 69% of people said no, and 31% of people said yes. Mm. Would you get Freaky to 34+35 by Ariana Grande? I don't know what song that is. Is she telling people's age?
I thought she was just doing that for
65% people said no, and 35% people said yes.
Oh, okay.
Would you dance with no pants to Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars? What song is that?
I do like Bruno Mars, so yes.
I'm going to say no, because I don't know what the song that is.
Oh, like I've been locked out of heaven for so long. Sorry. I don't have the singing voice on right now. It's a old school pop rock.
Bruno so would Mars. You dance with no pants to that
of
song?
Of course. It's a happy-go-lucky song. Bruno all gets right. in that mood.
No 34% of people said yes, and 66% said no. Oh my gosh. So this is, a white person wrote this for sure. Would you have WAP to WAP?
I feel like I can't get away with this level of performance anywhere. Like, the questions are on the internet, and people are going to see them. And this is what you come up with. I sound like a whole Asian parent. Like, what?
I'm just going to say no because I don't know.
That's stupid. What I do like continue.
What do you like to do?
I was going to say I like to make different acronyms with WAP. So it's like wet ass, you know what? So I'm like, uh-huh. Oh, you got a wet ass, like,
Parents.
Wet ass parents? No. I replaced the P, so it'll be like
purse.
Like my boyfriend's dog. He has a very wet, like just licking, whatever. So I was like, oh, he touched me with his what? And I was just like, oh, it's all, you know, it's just. So I find it funny, actually. So no. Oh
my gosh, somebody white wrote this for Will. Would you for write real? Them?
Somebody write wrote this for real.
For real. Would you ride them like a surfboard to Drunken Love by Beyonce?
Sure, why not? Classic. It's a classic.
Okay, first of all,
while we're riding in like a surfboard. Icy park, that's not
Would you go to Slam Town? Woo, I've not heard that term in so long.
Jesus.
Would you go to Slam Town to become one by Spice Girls?
To become one.
No, but I love that song.
Yeah, we should play that and have a girls. That'd be nice to have a girls night with all the Spice Girls songs. So no to the question, I do that. But that is a good song.
I do that, like, at least for my, like, self-care. At least, like, once every few months, I just play, like, Britney Spears and, like, all the 90s. Yeah, like late 90s, 2000s pop groups. And, like, I go down the rabbit hole of Spice Girls and I stay there for, like, a good 30 minutes to an hour just singing. I've done it in front of the boys before and they're just like, I think Lisa's gone crazy. And I'm like, la, 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 la.
Oh, those were the days. Oh, my God. When life was just different.
I don't even know what song this is. I don't even want to answer you this question. Because it's so bad. You don't have to answer it. Would you do it like Manimals to Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang?
Oh, is that Baby? Banana ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. You know I'm weird. No, I won't. But I'm weird and I know the song.
Is that it? Finally, would you bang to the banger Sandstorm by Darude? I don't know who that is.
You need to stop. I will not. All of these. These questions of if I would, you just have to, only the people that know, know. If you know,
I'm really curious to figure out what the song is.
You're going
to
look it up?
Because I think we might know what the song is.
What was the name of the artist?
D-A-R-U-D. U-D-E. Darude. Yeah, you know the song. This is like a hardcore session though. They're like boom, 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 boom.
Oh, man. Wow. Like, who is doing that?
All right, you said no. Let's see your results.
Oh, God.
That was. I'm gonna say yes because it's like a fun like workout session.
It's too like, much. It's like. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's a lot of energy. So, what did you get?
That's it. I don't know. Hold on, let me see something. The way that these like quizzes, these quizzes are laid out, it's just, I think so, it's just in general. So it's not like a totality. So like when I told you your score, that's what it is. But in like total, it doesn't say that you're a part of the people. Oh, but yeah. All right. Well, that quiz was crazy and stupid. And it brought me back to like times where I was working at a desk job and I would take stupid quizzes because I was bored.
I don't think I ever took, I might've taken those like magazine quizzes, that came in like those teen, magazines and stuff. But I wasn't an online person, computer person, so I never really took those quizzes. It was fun, a little bit. What I do wish, though, is that they were more tailored to our experiences, so.
Maybe Shade Room has, like, quizzes like that.
Are you a hoe? Find out. Oh, God. Well, guys, that's another episode of It Be That's It. We love having you here.
It Be That's It.
It Be That's It.